He is the finest assemblyman, and he's going to be joining us from District 36. Yeah, we'll talk about what's going on in week 7 of the 81st Nevada Legislature. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The IRS is delaying the traditional April 15th tax filing due date until May 17th. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the details.
In announcing the decision, the IRS said it will provide further guidance in coming days. The move provides more breathing room for taxpayers and the IRS alike to cope with changes brought on by the pandemic. The decision postpones when individual taxpayers must file their return and when their payment is due. The IRS says taxpayers who owe money would not face any further penalties or interest if they pay by May 17. Ken Lorman reporting.
The suspect in the Atlanta area massage parlor shootings has been charged. Correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
21-year-old Robert Aaron Long has been charged with killing 8 people at 3 Atlanta area massage parlors Tuesday. With 6 of the victims identified as Asian, the shooting sparked fears of a targeted attack. But Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Barker told reporters there may have been a different motive.
He does claim that it was not racially motivated.
Less than 3 full months into the year, the attack was the 6th mass killing of 2021 in the U.S., following a drop-off in mass killings during the pandemic in 2020. I'm Mike Gracia.
A wave of storms is pounding the Deep South, leaving a trail of splintered trees and damaged buildings. And forecasters said still more severe weather was on the way Wednesday, with the potential for massive tornadoes, downpours, and hail the size of tennis balls. The Weather Service says roughly 16 million people in the southeast could see powerful storms through early Thursday, and a region of nearly 3 million stretching from southeastern Arkansas and northeastern Louisiana across Mississippi into Alabama was at particular risk for big twisters that stay on the ground for miles. Scattered damage was reported in Alabama, Mississippi, and Texas. On Wall Street, the Dow by 189 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Respondents will receive a one-time auto-generated text message from Vantage Point.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Governor Sisolak is at the podium right now speaking about the coronavirus vaccination effort. We'll have more on that story a little later on. After 3 hours of testimony, the State Assembly Judiciary Committee took no action on Assembly Bill 286, which means it will return for additional discussion and potential tweaks. As drafted, the bill would ban the sale and possession of kits made with 3D printers. The second section would criminalize violations of possession of a firearm in a business or entity where signs on the premises read, "No guns allowed." The first offense would be a misdemeanor. The World of Concrete Trade Show has been approved to return to Las Vegas in June. The Nevada Department of Business and Industry gave a thumbs up for the event scheduled for June 8th through the 10th at the Las Vegas Convention Center's new West Hall and the nearby North Hall. The show in the past has attracted more than 50,000 people. Good news for local arts and culture fans. First Friday is returning to downtown Las Vegas. Organizers say the in-person limited capacity event returns April 2nd at the Arts Square on South 1st Street. They normally get together once a month, and that may return, but you need to RSVP and wear masks.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, you're still bumper-to-bumper, Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. There's some congestion there on that transition ramp getting caught up in that. Those leaving 95 south, merging on to 15 southbound. Also, heavy volumes, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde and 515 west at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And a happy St. Patty's Day to one and all. This St. Patrick's Day, it is also the one-year anniversary of the Sisolak shutdown that so impacted so many millions of people, and it's just incredible that we are still fighting on. We're still, by the way, the governor is speaking at this hour. And let's see, March 22nd, next Monday, any young person 16 years of age and older with underlying conditions can get a shot.
April 5th, all Nevadans 16 years of age and up will be eligible to get the shot. So that's the latest on that. If there's any other news that is made by the governor, we'll certainly bring it to you. Greg Hafen joining us, Assemblyman District 36 from Carson City. And Greg, first of all, thanks for joining us. It's always good to talk to you. We're into week 7. Is the pace picking up?
Well, first of all, happy St. Patrick's Day, Kevin. It's great to be here. And is the pace picking up? Yeah, it is picking up a little bit. We've had a lot of bills introduced. And I'm sure you've probably already heard about the atrocious gun bill that just dropped and got a hearing within less than 24 hours and was just, you know, a jam and ram type thing. Really frustrating that we go super, super slow at a snail's pace and then, boom, we get hit with this all at once and we don't even have time to reach out to our constituents. You know, I got to thank everyone that called in opposition, my fellow caucus members that were in the committee. So, yeah, things got a little exciting this morning, and the pace kind of picked up a little bit.
And, again, that's Assembly Bill 286. The bill received a hearing less than 24 hours since it was introduced. It would allow businesses to prohibit firearm ownership on the premises and ban most private gun manufacturing, the kits, the so-called kits. So what kind of hearing did it get, and is it still alive? Did it get a vote?
It did not get a vote. They just had a hearing on it, so it'll come back. I was really frustrated because it goes further than ever before. You know, it's not just inside the buildings, it's now anywhere within the property, all the way to the edge of the property line. So now you can't have it even in your vehicle. And as you know, I'm a big proponent of allowing us CCW permit holders to have our guns in our vehicles, even when the place is going to ban the firearms. So it was really, really frustrating.
Does it get another hearing, or does it go right to the floor?
So it'll have to have a work session at the very least, if not another hearing before it goes to the floor.
Let's talk about some of the other legislation that is out there. Assembly Bill 179. Can you talk a little bit about the? It's a license plate bill.
Yeah, you know, it's an exciting bill for me. It would allow our veterans, our decorated veterans with decorated license plates, to actually be exempt from paying your local, state, and local government fees for parking. And, you know, it's something really, really small that we can do to express our feelings of sincere gratitude to our decorated veterans. I know it's small, but our Purple Heart recipients, and our Gold Star and fallen military families, I mean, they gave the ultimate sacrifice. And if we can do just the smallest gesture, I think it goes a long way.
You know, I've always said the best ideas don't necessarily come from our state or even our part of the country. You've got a bill, Assembly Bill 289, developed in consultation with legislative leaders in, I believe, Florida and Texas. Is that right?
That is correct. I'm very excited. You're the first person that I've talked to about it, and I just pressed send on my email. So anybody listening that's on my email list, go home, check your emails. My team and I worked with both Florida's Governor DeSantis' office. Got to give a shout out to them, and Texas's Senate Committee on State Affairs. They were really great to work with on this. And this bill, what it will do is it tells big tech, you cannot censor us just because they don't like the Republican Party. The biggest example is what Twitter did to Donald Trump. I've stopped using Twitter because of that. So I was really frustrated. I'm very passionate about this. And so I was really excited to have this bill drop yesterday. And really start to put some teeth in, because, you know, the First Amendment is first for a reason, right? Our founding fathers were like, this is the most important thing, followed by our Second Amendment, which we just talked about. It really is the foundation of our self-governing and a stable society. And to have these big tech companies come in and say, we don't like what you're saying, but we do like what you're saying, is not a fair practice. It's deceptive. And so that's actually part of my bill. It talks about the deceptive practice, and really excited to get that out there. And now I can start working on gaining some support and try to get this to a hearing. Maybe I could get one within 48 hours.
Now that's okay. You got time. Again, Greg Hafen joining us, Assemblyman from District 36, joining us from Carson City. What would the bill exactly do relative to big tech?
The bill itself would prohibit your big tech interactive computer services that claim to be content neutral or viewpoint neutral from restricting or removing content of a user, or restricting or removing a user from that. It exempts a prohibition of actions taken by the big tech companies in good faith to restrict or remove content, as long as they've notified the user. It actually would make these violations, it would classify it as a deceptive trade practice, which then would allow an individual to sue them or the Attorney General's office to go after them for deceptive trade practices.
Greg, I've had some people tell me, and you weigh in on this, that this whole big tech issue is something the federal government is going to have to do something about, that this can't be a piecemeal, Texas does one thing, Florida does another, Nevada does another. Can you talk a little bit about who has the role here? Is it the feds or is it state governments that need to weigh in on this?
Well, I think it's both. I reached out to both Texas and Florida because they started this. They started looking into this. And so we've developed our language to be very, very similar to their language. But at the same time, I look at it like your driver's license, right? We have different standards when it comes to driving on our roads than California does. However, there are federal standards that rule over all of us when we're crossing state lines. And so I really and truly believe that it's both federal and state.
Greg, I want to give you as much time on this next one as you need. We are at 1 year and counting from what was supposed to be a 15-day and then a 30-day bending the curve of the pandemic. Can you talk a little bit about this last year, what it's meant to you, to your family, to your constituents, and where we are 1 year later?
Well, Kevin, I appreciate that. You know, this last year has been very stressful and frustrating. We were locked down, and I think we've all seen the numbers of our students and the spike in the suicide rate and attempted suicide rate. It's been absolutely saddening, and I really want to see us get back open. I'm glad to see that our kids are starting to go back to school soon. Some counties have already, had their schools back open. I think that is imperative. I'd like to see them, set up some summer programs for these kids. With the vaccine being rolled out as well as it's been going, I think time is now that we need to open up. We're looking at what other states are doing, and I think we need to follow that lead. It's but to have it last 12 months has just been been rough. It's been rough on a number of individuals. You know, at the beginning, your first 15 days, people didn't want to see their grandma and grandpa or their parents because they were afraid they'd get them sick. And I work with my family, and I work with my grandfather and my father and my aunt. And so, luckily, I still saw them on a fairly regular basis. But I know a lot of people weren't able to do that. And, I wasn't able to see my sister. She lives in California, and they're worse off than we are when it comes to the lockdown. So it's been a very frustrating and sad period of time.
It really has been. Are we going to get to the point where the Raiders will have, you know, a full stadium at Allegiant Stadium? I mean, are we close to that?
The question is when. And I'm hoping that it's this season. And, you know, I'd love for it to be, you know, kickoff with a full stadium. It'd be wonderful.
I've got to ask you about the role of our governor. It's called the Sisolak shutdown for a reason. He totally shut down our economy. He did not perform well. Not just on the pandemic, but on Dieter and so many other issues. Is he going to be vulnerable come re-election time?
Oh, absolutely. I think us Republicans are in a great position to take back the governor's office, as well as every other office out there. We look at what's going on here locally at the state, and then you look at what's going on federally. And I'm sure everybody listening right now is just as frustrated as I am, or maybe even a little bit more, because we're headed in the wrong direction, and we really need to turn this state back in the right direction. So, I think he's put himself in a really bad position, and I hope we're able to do something about that.
Have you been hearing much, certainly within your caucus, relative to somebody that might step up and say, I'll challenge him?
You know, I've heard a lot of names thrown out there. I don't know who's going to officially, file to run, but it'll definitely be interesting to see who comes out. We definitely need a strong Republican and a strong conservative to lead this state in the right direction.
Greg Hafen joining us, Assemblyman District 36, in our final couple of seconds. It is so vitally important, especially with the lockdown, that your constituents and even voters from outside of your district, that they have access to you and their ideas being translated into legislation. Can you talk a little bit about how folks can reach you? Are you pretty accessible?
Oh, absolutely. Look, if you're in town, you want to meet me across the street for a cup of coffee and chat about a bill, give me a call at my office. It's 775-684-8805. Or if you want to get my emails or Facebook message me, you go to my website, which is hafen4nevada.com. I always love meeting people across the street for a cup of coffee. It just kind of feels like we're being rebellious since the building's closed.
I like that. Being rebellious with a cup of coffee across the street. Greg Hafen, it's always good to visit with you, my friend. Keep fighting the good fight there. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
There you go. Greg Hafen, Assemblyman District 36. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall has a huge inventory of 2020, 2021, and the all-new redesigned 22 MDX. That means the 20 and 21s must go. Our loss, your gain. Save thousands on any lease or purchase with great rates starting as low as 0.9% on selected models. So don't delay. Come down to Finley Acura in the Auto Mall and visit us at FinleyAcura.com. Finley Acura, the new definition in luxury.
Again, stop in today at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in minutes, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We'll talk about 1 year removed from the Sisolak shutdown. The start of the Sisolak shutdown 1 year ago today. It just wasn't a happy St. Paddy's Day. I'm sorry. It's amazing to think of what's going on in the last year. I contracted the virus back in June sort of the same time as Heidi Harris. She was impacted greatly. She was bedridden, and you can read her her accounts of her illness and the travails she went through on her Facebook page. It's just incredible. And other people, I know people, you heard the story of Tommy White on Tuesday and how he didn't know if he was going to pull through. He didn't know if he was going to live or die. That all began 1 year ago today with the Sisolak shutdown. And what did that give us? Record business foreclosures and layoffs, record student suicides, a broken unemployment system, landlords receiving no income, people that have investment in property, but they can't make any money to make their payments. That's what's so sad about this thing. That's the problem. And the governor just got done with his news conference. And we did get some news out of this. Beginning March 22nd, next Monday, Nevadans 16 and up can get the vaccine as long as they have pre-existing conditions, underlying conditions, whatever you want to call them. Then on April 5th, anybody 16 years of age and up will be, regardless of whether you have underlying